Malika and Pascual from Dirty Nanay. This is Z, the other half of Rissa and Z. And I wanted to say thank you so much for just tuning in and sticking by us for this whole year of 2021. I am super excited about this episode. It is a Malika and Pascual special with a special guest that we have. And just a disclaimer that I wanted to send my apologies out to all of you because I kind of broke the mic with my obnoxious ass Tita laugh. So aside from that, I hope that you all are well, and I really appreciate just all the support that all you listeners have just given us. Thanks for witnessing us and witnessing our journey as Dirty Nanays. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
This is our up. It's the Filipino version of like, what's that? All I want for Christmas is you. Oh.
Pasko na naman, okay, tulong ng araw.
Too hot, not too cold. Feed them solid, 6 months old. Not too hot, not too cold. Feed them solid, 6 months old.
We are Rissa
and Z.
And we are two Filipinx mamas who thought that, hey, one of the ways that we can erode the impact of white supremacy and coloniality in our Filipino culture and our parenting practices is to get drunk and talk about it.
We aim to normalize a bunch of shit that people are typically hush-hush about, model authenticity, and create a space to make it easier for other Filipinx folks to be their authentic selves.
And the conversation doesn't stop here. Follow us on IG, Dirty Nanay, and on Facebook, Dirty Nanay, and our Filipinx community space where most of the conversations happen that inspire our topics. Dirty Nanay, happy hour. This last one is a private group for Filipinx parents and parents who co-parent with Filipinx folks or parent Filipinx kiddos, so membership is filtered. So that means we will Facebook stalk you to make sure you're legit.
Also, please support our podcast through Patreon. And finally, the biggest shout out to Shabzilla and Bill Beats for our dope intro and outro music.
Woo, 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 woo. I totally forgot we were going to do the intro. I was like, Z, when are y'all get your notes? It's fine.
I know. I'm like, let me pull this shit up. Anyway, hello and welcome to our holiday episode, and we're so excited to do this thing today, and we're basically playing a game and talking about Christmas, aka Pascual.
Pascual,
let's go, Pascual, let's go.
We can't have a game with just two people because that'd be lame, especially with the game that we're playing today. So we would like to introduce you to one of our favorite guests, the LED high beams in a rural dark highway. Jen!
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Welcome back, Jen.
Yes, this is so excited to hear it.
Oh my gosh.
Cheers.
It's seriously a blast. Cheers. Oh my cheers. Goodness. Yes.
I'm trying to remember your last cheer thing. Something about like ball sacks that hang and clits that burst.
Clits that burst. I just had an image and it just. like, when was the last time we were all satisfied? It was too much. I'm sorry. That's a little too much.
Okay, this is great.
Cheers. Oh, prost. It's prost because that's prost. How you say it in Dutch. Rather in Germanic, break prost to the balls that hang forever, and cheers to the clits that never heal.
There you go. Clits that never heal.
Oh my gosh, I felt a little tingle. That's awesome. Okay.
I know, right? But I feel like if anyone were to listen to this, I've told everyone that story and they'll know exactly.
Oh, I know who that is. Oh, I see.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so you're doing okay. Okay.
Well, hello. So, people, audience, listeners, wow, I don't know why I said audience. Nobody's here besides us. listeners, thank you for popping in. We have all obviously been drinking way before this episode. I don't know. We just don't learn. We're like, let's go pace ourselves so that we can at least sound reasonable at the beginning of our episode, but we never learn.
No, it enhances us. Enhances.
It makes our conversation that more authentic.
Yes, exactly.
It really does.
It really does. So given that, y'all, what are we drinking today?
Lisa, you go first.
Me? Yes. Okay. I'm drinking an eggnog with a spiked rum to celebrate a Pasco. So, boop, boop.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. All right. What you drinking?
I am drinking 19 Crimes Cali Red, and it has Snoop Dogg's awesome face on it.
Oh my gosh.
Actually not that bad. I got it for my 40th birthday, and I haven't popped it open. I don't know. Sometimes just like leave bottles that people give me on our counter and then until it's like a special occasion. I'm just going to drink this tonight. Hey. Yeah.
I love it. It looks really good. What does it taste like? Does it have complex flavors?
I can tell you if wine is good and not good. That's it. I cannot tell the notes of any kind of fruit or whatever. I just know it's not. It's not vinegary. It's like not too dry. It's has like a sweet taste after it. That's it. That's all I can tell you. I don't know.
That's pretty good. And it's, oh my gosh.
It's I don't even know. What is it? A blend? It's a blend. I pretend. All I know is that if you swirl it in a wine glass, you could see beautiful legs. That's all. And that's a good thing.
Oh,
and if it doesn't,
beautiful legs.
The legs is like the alcohol. I don't know what they call it. It's like the alcohol. The legs are like the little. Can you see, like, if you...
The residue?
Is it residue? I don't know. Like, it's so fancy.
Know.
It's like if you swirl it...
wine. I just don't taste blood. Or doesn't taste blood?
If it, like, comes down beautifully, then it's, like, good. That's all I know. I didn't pay attention at the wine tours. I was just like, yeah. Is it good? Is it not good? He's talking too much.
Let me try that one again. Yes. That one. I'm going to try that one. That's complex flavors.
Yes. Someone's going to drop it like it's hot later.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. Like, you kept talking about the legs being beautiful. And then I was like, is she talking about the stem of her wine glass? Like, I don't know.
Is it called the legs or is it the teardrops? The drops? I don't know.
No, it's the legs. It's the legs, right?
And thank you. So yeah, I'm like, is it? Oh, there's my dog coming in.
That's okay. You're good.
I gave her one of those gummies that like get you tired. So I was hoping she'd
come. Oh, mouse one again.
Hi. Huh? Hold on. Just 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, honey. Okay.
So cute.
Okay, go grab your toothbrush and go. Okay, good night. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
So cute.
So cute.
How many parents that give like melatonin to their kids and they're like, go the fuck to sleep.
Oh, for sure. I saw a TikTok where like two kids went through the whole gummy bottle and they killed the whole thing and they were out on the bed. They're supposed to be watching like Disney movie. It was so funny. I was like, it's not gonna kill them, but there's she's like, oh, they found the whole stash of gummies.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious. Oh my gosh,
you need an equalizer for my kid.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah, that's so funny.
I'll give him a little bit of a, what is it, Benadryl?
Oh yeah, 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 I've heard about that.
I would like to take some Benadryl. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
yes I feel this. Okay, so side note, when I saw your door open, because I can't see from this angle, I can't see that there's a little offspring walking in, right? And so I was like, Moto, you have a ghost.
It's a moo-moo.
And I was like, it's a moo-moo. And I was like, I don't like this. This is my worst nightmare. Having a person that's like, there's somebody behind you. No, worst not- nightmare. Yeah. No. The last...
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was going to say, the last episode that we did still haunts me. So my brain is still there. It's still there.
That was a good episode. That was fun.
That was hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. So today is going to be dedicated with playing a game. Yeah, it's one game, but I think it might be a long-ass game, depending on how we play this game. So who here has played kind of like a role-playing game like D&D or D&D?
Like The Sims, kind of? The Sims?
No, not Sims. What kind of one? No. No, not like Sims.
Never played Dungeons & Dragons. I know a lot of people have never. I know I'm familiar, but I have never done it.
Done it? Okay.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay. So I'm going to explain to you like kind of what we're doing today, as if you don't, well, you actually don't know what D&D is. So I have an online die so that you know I'm not cheating. Okay. No, because this is part of the game. Okay. So this game that we're playing, it's called Christmas at Tita Babies.
Oh my God.
And yes. And so this is part kind of like D&D role-playing game and part escape room. And this was, and I just wanted to give Zia a shout out. She's like, is there a way that we can do an escape room somehow in this game? I'm like, bitch, I don't know how we can do this. I don't know. Why are you making me do work? And so one night, in the middle of the fucking night, I was like, oh my fucking God, I think there's a way to do this. So I think this is what it is. Okay, so this is, so basically it's kind of like sort of a role-playing game, but except you two are playing one person, okay? Because you're going to basically be the brains and the heart of this person that we're playing. And I'll describe who this person is in just a little bit. The point of this game, the objective for this particular person, right, is to be able to stay at the party long enough so that they can go and hang out with their favorite cousins without losing their shit.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh.
This is relatable.
Oh my. Sense, right?
Yeah. Or it's you waiting at the party because the food has not arrived yet.
And you're just the for has the not arrived food. Yet. Yeah. And you're like, where the fuck is the food's always ready? You're catering to a Filipino family, and we're waiting for them to and we're not related to them. Paying at a Filipino family for bringing the Filipino food. Have you been to one of those families parties?
Yes.
It's not ready. What?
It's not ready. Wait. Why am I here?
Lumpia. I don't understand why there's no lumpia ready.
Lumpia. Snack
it. To hold you over until everything's ready, right?
I know. Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be related. I hope this is relatable as fuck. And so throughout this story, you guys are going to be, so this is what makes it kind of like part role-playing, part escape room, is that throughout the story, as I'm telling the story, you can pause me at any time to try to make a decision for the person. There are also parts in the story where I have to pause to make you make a decision and for you to fulfill some sort of activity. And if you fulfill it, then it moves the story forward and does well for the protagonist that you're playing, which you can name her, you know. Or if you don't do it well, if you fail the task, then it sets you back. It sets you back from your goal, right? Okay. Oh my God, no, I do need my glasses. Side note, I hate that my prescription is so strong right now. I was just talking to Z about my prescription is so strong. I have to wear it, but then kind of in the beginning, when you're wearing glasses for the first time, you're just like, I feel like I have constant vertigo and I feel like I'm in a dream. I feel like I'm in a lucid dream. It's really weird.
Oh, man.
That's the worst. And I'm like, see, okay, I don't know if you can read it, but like, this is my handwriting in charts. See, that's charts. I tried to do flow charts to make this work. I know I tried to do this. This better be a fucking great game.
It's amazing.
Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, so again, rules are, there are parts where I'll have to stop you to fulfill a task and parts where you can stop me so that you can say, I want to do this action. And then, so the way to identify whether like it's moving towards what you want it to go move towards, like if you want it to go, so there's two ways for an action to do well for the protagonist, right? Either one, you fulfill the task that I give you and I give you a series of tasks, or in the, especially for the spontaneous actions where I don't have a task ready for that, we'll have to roll a die. And I don't actually know if this meets the D&D rule. So like, nerds, don't come at me. Like, I played it like once. It was really fun. And I think this is how it works. But in this game then, if you roll a 1 to 3, the top, like whatever, the reaction goes bad. It goes badly, right? If you roll a 4 through 6, the reaction goes well. So the after effects of whatever the action is goes well. Does that make sense?
Wait, okay. One more time. So 1 to 3 is what?
1 to 3, bad. Okay. So like the whatever your action is. So like, yeah. So the action goes bad, or like how people interpret it goes bad, or like it doesn't. Basically, it pulls you back from your goal, which again, your goal is to hang out with your favorite cousins because you got there first. Hang out with your favorite cousins without losing your shit.
Is our character the cousin that's dating a white person? Is that why they're early?
Oh my god, yes!
Are you serious?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, yep.
Okay,
that's right.
Relatable, been in that position many times.
All right, y'all ready for the storytelling?
Yes.
All right. It's an interactive storytelling, but you guys have to interact with me because I don't want to talk the whole time. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you your character. Hold on. I need water because I'm sweating. All right. So your character is, and you can give me names, okay? But so you're a mom. You're a young mom with a 1-year-old, and your partner is your boyfriend, long-term boyfriend, who you've met. Great relationship. Let's see what else. That's why you're coming to the party early, because your boyfriend insists and is excited to go to this party, but insists that y'all get to the party on time. Your boyfriend is white. That's right. You called it. Boyfriend is white. Let's see.
Is this pre-COVID or is this like realistically now?
No, this is right now. Okay. It's like after, you know. So you can give me a name for the boyfriend. What is the boyfriend's name?
Sean.
Sean.
Oh, such a white such name. A I love that. Right?
Sean, C-H-A-W-N, Sean. Not C-H, S-H.
Sean.
His name is Sean.
Sean, like that. Wow. Yeah, Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
Oh, so Sean's the boyfriend, and then you get to name your kiddo. So it's a 1-year, he's a 1-year-old boy.
It has to be a blend of like a two grandma's name, like Filipino, very Filipino.
Right.
With the Lolo on the paternal side and then the Lolo on the maternal side, and then blended together.
Blended.
So it can be like Ferdinand and then Maria. No, wait, not Maria. Oh my gosh. This
Ferdinand
why?
Mario?
This is my, Mario, FM. There you go.
Mario Ferdinand. And then you have to say it, Mario Ferdinand.
Mario Ferdinand. There you go. I thought.
Oh my god, cute.
Or Ferdinand Mario.
Fernandio.
No, what?
Fernandio.
Fernandio. All right, that's it. That's a little easier.
Fernandio.
Fernando. Like, I'm going to call him Fern for short.
I'm invested. Aww.
Fern. Oh, that's cute. Fern for short. Okay, so we're going to call him Fernandio, but it's Fern. Okay. All right. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So you park your car. Okay, so you, oh yeah, do you have a name? What's your name? Sorry.
What be?
Maria Teresa.
Isabel. What?
Isabel, like Maria Teresa, because I know so many Filipinas. It's Maria. Marites.
Marites, but you go by Tess.
Tess, there you go.
Let's go with that.
Or Tessie. You go with Tess. You go by Tessie.
Tessie. Yes. Tessie.
All right. Tessie.
Tessie.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay, ready? All right, story time. Story time.
And apologies if we are a Tessie listener to our podcast who is dating a white person with a 1 year old.
Name Fernandio.
I feel better. What's wrong with my name? It's like, there's nothing wrong. We just know so many Maria Teresa's or Tessie's or Teresita.
Teresita. Oh my gosh. Right? That's one of my aunt's names. Yes, Teresita. So common. All right. All right. Serious face. Okay. Story time. All right. So you arrive at Tita Baby's house. And before opening the door, you clutched onto the wheel of the car. Take a deep breath, and then you're like, all right, I gotta fucking do this. I gotta go to this party and wait to hang out with my favorite cousins without losing my shit. That is my goal, right? And then Sean pats you in the back, and he's like, it's gonna be okay, babe. It won't be that bad. It's okay. It's your family. They love you. It's okay.
Oh, shit. I'm dead. So dead. This is so bad. We all know it's like if we know.
I can't get through this.
I can't get through this. Now I'm so like, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, Z, you're going to have to cut off this. Like, we'll be laughing so hard. You're just going to have to
We'll make it work.
Make it work. This is so funny, though. Okay. So then you open the door. Sean meets you by the front, because you were driving. So meets you by the front, carries your baby, Fernandio, Fern, in his arm. And then you carry your cassava cake that you got really excited to make. And bring it to the front door where you are met by Tita Baby. So Tita Baby, you haven't seen her not only just before COVID, I mean, not only like because you know, you've not partied during COVID, which nobody should have partied during COVID. But it's been a while. It's been a while. You were traveling, you were exploring yourself in different countries. And so this is the first time that you've kind of had a moment to settle down and
had a
hang
baby
out with the fam. And you had a baby. Yeah, and it's a little harder to travel. So it's been a while since you've seen Tita Baby, right?
Yeah.
So Tita Baby looks at you, gets really excited, gives you a hug, very quick hug, but then she looks at your baby and it's just like, oh my goodness. I can't do Filipino accent, sorry. So, oh my goodness, I'm just so excited to see you. You are so cute. Oh, I love your face. You look so white. Love this baby. Right? I know. So remember, at any point that you're just like, I want to do an action, you tell me to say stop for a second. I want to do an action, right?
Okay.
But you can keep quiet. It's fine though. So then you're like kind of clutching Sean's arm just a little strongly, just being like, this is the start of what you will be hearing throughout this fucking party. And Sean knew what you were talking about because you've talked about coloniality with him on a regular basis because he's a white dude and he needs to know. So...
But what's wrong with having a white? I'm sorry. I want to do an action for Sean and be like, "What's wrong with being white and too white?"
You can't be Sean.
I know.
You can only.
I'm sorry. That was like, I know. Okay,
So then she takes your child, like, puts all of her energy into the child, kind of forgets about you and Sean, and it's just, like, pure giggle on this child, and tried to, like, smell the child to get as much of the serotonin surge as much as possible. So you then introduce your long-term boyfriend, and she, you know, a Tita baby was still showing some, like, friendliness, but she wasn't as warm. She was just like, oh, she just nods her head and then smiles and doesn't really say anything like, nice to meet you, how are you, who are you, just kind of like, oh, yes, yes. She just smiles and nods her head. And then she looks at you one more time, her face full of love. But then her face shifted a little bit when she looked you up and down, and then continued to look at you down, and started making the comment that you've dreaded all night. Huh. So you haven't lost the baby weight yet, haven't you?
Pause.
Wait, no, there's more. Okay. So that's good. What do you do? Here is the task number one. Okay. So think of five responses you'd like to say to Tita Baby. No, actually do six. Sorry, we have six dice. Think of six responses you'd like to say to Tita Baby, ranging from most avoidant to most confrontational.
Okay, I already have something like right off the bat.
Do it.
It's like a trauma response that I've learned from all my traumas growing up, because we were so, yeah, to have comebacks in my family real quick. So mine would be, oh, you know, Tita baby, more cushion for the pushin'. And I'd smile and I'd hug Sean so tight and kiss him on the lips. And I say, where's Uncle? And do my, you know, like, most respective tone. But yes. Really say it just like that. Well, you know, I think you heard it. Like, more cushion for the push-in.
That's your least confrontational.
And then I'm like, where's Uncle? Are my cousins here yet? Oh, I'm so hungry. Do we have any lumpia? And then you change the subject. And I walk past her, grab my baby, and walk past her. Do you need to be breastfed, babe? Straight to the bathroom, and then scream like silently. God damn it, Tita!
Fuck, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. See, how would you handle that?
Okay, how would I handle it?
Yeah.
See, this is hard because it's like Rissa just said, like, go from like rank your, how many did you say, like six responses?
Six. Yeah.
Okay. And then you were like from non-confrontational to the most like confrontational. Right?
Yes.
See, I don't even know how I'm going to freaking rank it, because like, what did Tita Baby say again? Can you remind me?
You haven't lost the baby weight.
Oh, I would have told her, oh, it's been a year and a half too. You haven't lost any weight.
Oh my god, I don't know. Wow. And I'll be like, oh shit, that'll be nonstop from my
mom. With a smile, and then say it with a smile.
And I'll be like my mom, I could just imagine my mom hearing that from Tita Baby, and then my mom coming at me. And I was like, oh fuck, I don't want to hear that, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's great.
But no one's there because you showed up hella early.
That's true. Oh my god. But then at the same time, it's like, when you talk about sex in front of your elders too, that's like a very like no-no, you know? Yeah. And so like the cushion for the push-in and a big smile, and you kiss your white boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
and you could like grab him passionately and just start tonguing him in front of her, you know? And just like, because that's like my big fuck you, you know? I'm not going to say directly like what I want to say. So I'm going to passively, like, more cushion for the push-in. He loves it. Hasn't said anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's still here. He likes them curves, you know? And start like doing like, my pony. You know? Ride it, my pony. I don't know. Something that's very inappropriate. And mind you, we're all Catholic and we're supposed to be virgins before getting married, right? Because that's the expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the more that I just like disrespect in a very nice tone,
Yes.
Or maybe it's like something I learned from my white friends. I don't know. Because it's, you know, like let's talk about that, though, like for a minute. White people do not directly say shit to you. They say it in a way that's super passive, but in this sweet kind of kind voice, but they mean something fucked up behind it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Right? And so I guess like, and you're also dating a white guy, so you learn, you know, so he knows exactly, you know, it's just, I don't know. Fuck, man. I had so many responses, but that's the first thing.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's like, hilarious.
Fuck you, man.
I love it. That's great. Woo! Ooh, all right, we got two.
We're only one third of the way there.
This is tough. Okay.
Yeah.
Or just like the least passive aggressive would be like, okay, thank you.
Well, we were okay. Well, stop sending me. Okay. Like, what is it called? I was gonna say pulutan, but it was it called lunch? Lunch?
Baon?
Pasalubong?
Baon. Baon. Was like, maybe we should stop making so much food. You know, your food is so good. I'm gaining too much weight every time you have parties. You know, like, kind of like, I don't know if that's like confrontational or whatever, but
no, that's like, yeah. So that would be like a one or a two.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, but we got to stop cooking then. You're good food. It's like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, yes. Kiss an ass of how great her food is.
Yeah.
What else?
All right. So I would rank that as maybe one. And then okay, so it's been a year and a half and you haven't lost any weight. Would that be like a six? I'm going to say that's a six. And then, you know, cushion for the push-in, that would be like a four or five.
I'd say closer to five, maybe.
Okay, so we'll do five for that one. All right, so we need two, three, and four. So the kind of the more medium ones.
That's some deep thinking right now with alcohol. Shit, what are some middle ones? And maybe that's like just how we are, though. Like, we are either really passive or really extreme, because that's how our think about that, like how culturally we are, right? Like,
I don't think there's an
in between, do you think? Because like, either I'm like, we don't talk about the issue in your family, or you go all in and there's like shit flying in your house, holes in your wall. Okay, am I going real deep? I'm just saying, like, right? We're just like so passionate.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you just don't communicate. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
because you tend to just internalize, right? Like, if you don't want to say anything, you internalize all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it just blows over. And then you go from like zero to 100 real quick.
And it's interesting. And it's swiped under the rug. And then they don't, because I have some Filipino family friends too that they say in their families, they don't talk about it. Like, even though they're so mad.
They just don't. Right. And then like someone will say something like, are you hungry? Or like, you know, and then that would be like the version of,
I'm sorry.
Like nobody ever says, I'm sorry explicitly.
It's or they like, you want to eat your favorite dish.
And then you just interpret it.
Yeah. Which would be like panakbit, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm sorry.
It's my I'm sorry food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And you just kind of read it and you're like, okay, nice. I'm getting my peanut bed.
Yeah. I guess I'm more on the extreme side of being raised. So I would not know what a medium would be, to be honest.
I can't think. Yeah.
What were the three that we have already?
Stop sending me good food. Oh, you know, more cushion for the push-in. Okay. And then French my boyfriend. And then it's been a year and a half and you haven't lost any weight.
That's pretty, yeah.
I mean, we could stick with three, because this is a long-ass story, y'all.
Yeah, let's stick with three. Let's move on. Yeah.
We'll do the die. Okay. And then, okay, ready? Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm going to roll the die. Okay. But I have to roll again, because it went five. All right, so it's a one. So you then say, gritting your teeth. Well, stop sending me good food then, Tita baby. That's why I can't lose this baby weight. And you felt like you died a little bit inside, knowing that you perpetuated coloniality in this family. So that's what happened. So anyway, sorry, I had to roll the die twice. So what happened, just so you know, just so for future stuff, is that in tasks like this, you say an action, and then, so some of them will require me to roll the dice twice, mm-hmm. because it'll be like, okay, which answer would you say? And then did the person or like, did the situation help or hurt you? And in this particular mm-hmm. case, because, so it was rolled both. So one was one and the other one was two. That means that like it was okay. perceived negatively, but also, so anyway, that's how I'm doing it. I'm not just being random. Okay, cool. All right. So then, and then Tita Baby, just like, come in, go bring your, you know, cassava cake to the kitchen. And you're like, hey, thanks. Oh my God, I hate myself. So then you bring your cassava cake. Sean is, you know, holding your hand a little tighter because he knows how much that hurt you. And you walk towards the kitchen. When you're walking towards the kitchen, you walk past a bunch of relatives who you haven't seen for a long time. But they are too busy catching up with each other. So instead, they just kind of make eye contact with you, but they don't really acknowledge you. So you're just kind of awkwardly walking through a group of people, going into the kitchen, your favorite place right now. So you get to the kitchen to drop off the cassava cake, and then you see this glorious display of food. And they're not even done yet because you're early. So this is a pretty big deal. This is going to be a big shebang. Turns out there's going to be about like 70 people at this party, because this is the first holiday party after COVID, and it's going to be a really big deal. So you're like, whoa, extra pressure on me. So then eventually you run into Tita Lisa, who prides her Italian cooking. You say, Tita Lisa, I missed you so much. And she gives you a big hug and then says, attempting her best at suppressing her Filipino accent, it's just Lisa. I'm not that old. She reminds you of this every time you call her Tita Lisa, but it's been years and, you know, you forget. So that's what happened. She sees your baby and experiences a surge of giggle. Ugh, I miss them when they're this small. Trace is 17 now. Did you know they grow up so fast? You see a 17-year-old girl she was referencing with her face glued to her phone, not even making eye contact with you. Did you know that she's going to Harvard next year and plans to be a lawyer afterwards?
Oh my God. This is great.
Yeah. You see the 17-year-old cringe a little. You see her flush, but she refused to make eye contact and just, you know, keep her eyes on the phone. She continues to talk about her 17-year-old and how amazing she is without once asking you about yourself, even though you've just had a baby. You want to leave the conversation. So in your brain, you're thinking, here's task number two. In 8 seconds, wait, hold on, because I have to go and do my timer.
Oh my God.
And then this one. There's going to be times where like one of you have to answer for one person and then the other one has, you know. Okay. So for this one, choose who would like to answer this one.
Z.
Okay.
Z? All right. So here's a task.
Okay.
Okay. It's a speed task. I am going to put on the timer.
Oh my God.
Okay. So in 8 seconds, think of five things you'd rather do than hear Tita Lisa humble brag on her kid starting right now.
Sing karaoke, have sex, drink a shot, eat food, and then snuggle my baby.
6 days? Well, that was great. That was really great.
That was really, really
cool. So many things that I would do rather than be in that situation. I love how my priority was like, have sex.
I know. I was like, have sex, masturbate. Oh my god. I can't think of anything else. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's amazing. I love how you've like you did that so quickly. So mm-hmm. then oh good. So you were able, so it's a four. You yay. Were able.
Yay!
Nice. So like you were able to say like, oh no, I think my phone is ringing. I'm sorry, Tita Baby. Or Tita Baby. I'm sorry, Tita Lisa. Hold on just a second, okay? It's so good to hear from you. I'm going to find you in just a sec. I do have to take this phone call. So, oh, so good to see you. And then Tita Lisa was like, oh, what a charming young woman. That was great. All right, we'll check in later. I'm really excited to talk to you about my daughter's debate club or something. So then you were able to leave unscathed in that, because what you really wanted to do was blurt out one of the five things you shared, but you avoided that. So yay, being able to do self-control. So then, unsurprisingly, after all this, your one-year-old started to feel overwhelmed. You have all these titas and titos that are trying to like snuggle with him and trying to giggle him, and he's just not having it. It's just too much stimuli with so many boisterous people. I mean, it was bound to happen. There's just so much stuff. Your kid doesn't know quite yet how special it is to hear, for example, your tita laughing without inhibition, or the aroma of the garlic and ginger that's coming from the kitchen. So, but he'll know soon enough. So anyway, your one-year-old is crying, and then you hear a relative make a comment about how Adria, another baby of the same age, is so relatively happy and not miserable like your little human. So in the midst of crying, you hear your relative share an advice, not directly to you, though, but to another relative on how they would handle your baby.
Oh, my God.
You can hear it, not because you have better hearing now that you're a mother, but because they didn't even try to conceal it. So then he started to feel your frustration, because you're like, the fuck, how am I going to see my cousins? Like, so anyway, he started to feel your frustration because he knows how much of an impact it feels when the judgment is hurled at your baby. And so you and your boyfriend start to panic on trying to like calm this baby down. And then that's when you realize you forgot to bring the damn diaper bag with some of your baby's necessary items, including allergen-free food or snacks, diapers, duh. And so you're panicking, your BF is panicking, all eyes are on you. And people are chismising about how you can't handle your shit right now as a parent. So task number three, I guess this one would be Jen. So Jen.
Good luck. I'm like triggered already just hearing all of this.
Oh my God. I'm so ready. Remember,
you can stop me at any time. Like, even though I'm saying like I have tasks, like at any time there's anything that pops up that you're like, fuck this shit, I'm going to say something. Like, you can totally stop me at any time.
Okay. So can I ask for clarification then? Okay. So yes. To pause you means that on our end, on Tess's end,
yes,
is that we can say something.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And then I'll roll the die to see, is it going to go in your favor? Is the response going to go in your favor? Or got is it going to go against your favor?
Okay, helpful to know.
Yeah, so let me know. Okay, and I'll. Ooh. So let's see. All right, so task number three. All right, I'm going to do another of this. Okay, in 8 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Name five things you'd like to say or do to cut the tension. Ready?
Five things!
Okay, do you want to start? Okay, starting. Okay. Starting right now.
Oh, shit. Where's my cell phone? Oh, my God. I think I got my period. Oh, fuck. Mom! Where are you? Oh my God, I need a shit. Oh God. Sean, let's go have sex. I don't know what I would do. I would be like, I forgot the diaper home. I'm going home. Don't be surprised if I don't come back. Bye. Shit! That is hard! That's the best. I don't even remember what I just said because I'm freaking out.
Your best reaction is mom! Oh my god. It's funny. I'm so thankful that there's a camera like on and like I'm seeing all your reactions because it's like it slowly goes from like, okay, I got this, and then all of a sudden like I see like panic start to set into your eyes, and then all of a sudden you're like, mom!
I think legit if my mom was there, I'm like, I forgot the diaper bag. I gotta go. I'm gonna, like, oh, I don't even like that. Oh my god, I don't know. That's like, that is triggering. Z's right. Like, I'm just like, right? Oh fuck.
I was trying to like simulate it. I'm so sorry.
This is real shit. It's mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm like crying.
Shut up, let's go have sex to break the tension. I don't know.
Where did that come from?
That was like really random.
I'm really hoping you don't roll a one in this, because that's what I would be saying. If you roll a one, I'd be like, okay, ready? Okay, then rolling again.
Oh man.
Oh good, it's a 5. That means it's a pretty good response.
Yay, Ken. And
then because you said a 5, so you didn't get to blurt out all those random things that you just uttered, but you were feeling it. Instead, you were able to exercise self-control the way that you've been doing all this time and say, okay, so I think one of us needs to be able to get the diaper bag because we need a diaper bag for our baby. And then so Sean, being the good human that he is, share that, you know, he's going to go and take the baby and get the, you know, and go home to get the diaper bag and head on back to the party. Because he was recognizing like, you know, this is your family. I want to make sure that you're, you know, you're with your family right now. Let me try to at least alleviate this stress for you. So part of you is like, take me with you. But then a part of you is like, if I leave now, they're going to chismis. And, you know, it might impact Sean, who's like a really good dude. You know, so I'm trying to do a solid for our little family. So then you say goodbye to Sean. But Sean, before he leaves, is like, oh, hey, by the way, I can go and pick up a few things from home to bring back over here just to make the party a little bit more bearable for you. What things would you like to have Sean bring back to you? And then you have 10 seconds to tell, okay, actually, oh my gosh. Wait, so it's Z's turn. Z, you have 10 seconds to tell Sean, because you gotta go, your baby's freaking the fuck out, right? So you have 10 seconds to tell Sean what things you want from home to make the party more bearable. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, not yet. I'll start it right now.
Okay. Weed. Another shot. Fuck, I don't know. Oh my god. A friend? Bring a friend.
Bring your friend.
Bring another, I don't know, another person from your posse. I have no idea. No idea. Earphones?
Okay, well, we passed 10 seconds, so...
That was hard as hell!
It's the earphones! It's the earphones!
The earphones, so, like, you just put it in your ear so it looks like you're listening to someone and you can avoid talking to people.
There you go. Okay.
That's why it's an earphone. So, I'm like, it looks as if I'm busy, but I'm not.
So we got weed, a friend, and earphones.
Shot.
And a shot.
Oh, and a shot. Sorry, yes. And a shot. Okay. And a shot. Just one shot. Just one.
Specific.
So then your boyfriend leaves. So Sean leaves. And you almost wish you left with him, because now you are the only person in the house that's in your age group.
Oh.
Right? So you get annoyed that your cousins are always late to these events. And the reality is, like, your phone is really low right now. And you're like, God damn it, I should have told Sean to bring me a fucking charger. But you didn't. You didn't tell Sean to bring you a charger.
Because weed is the priority. Weed is the priority.
So your phone is low. And you're like, oh, I can't really be texting with people right now. And you can't really distract yourself with social media or just barraging your cousins with text messages for being like, why the fuck are you not here? So what do you decide to do?
Is this like a who's answering both?
No, either one. Yeah, this one is both. Like, you can work on it together. What do you decide to do? Just take a moment. There's no timer, no anything. Just like, you're in this really awkward position, and I feel like poor Tess has been
kind of punished. I would go to the any room that has a television and plop myself in front of the couch and then try to calm baby down.
Baby's not with you. I'm sorry. Baby's with Sean.
Sean.
Shitballs. That makes it harder.
Wow. And we
I was gonna say breastfeed the baby and go somewhere quiet.
Like in front of a television and just like put on like find Netflix or something, put that fucking
Cocoa melon?
Cocoa melon! Ellie didn't watch that, so she was watching, like, nailed it.
Nailed it!
No, seriously.
You said your kid's name.
As a 3-year-old, she's watching Nailed It. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Anyways, so I would... Oh, shit. God, that's a really good... Baby is gone. Boyfriend is gone. We're the only ones. Dita, do you need help with anything?
All right. So do you need help with anything? So let's see if that's going to... You got a one. And so Dita at this point is stressing the fuck out because like she's like, oh my God, the guests are coming in. We have 70 people coming into this party and I'm trying to figure shit out. And she kind of snapped at you a little bit. Not because like, you know, because she's so stressed out and she's just kind of like, Jen, just leave. Don't be in the kitchen right now. It's so hectic and chaotic. Just go eat. Go eat. Okay, just go. And then... You felt a little bit like, oh, well, I just wanted to help. Oh, okay. So you were dismissed and you couldn't even do that. So then eventually, so that you're just kind of there twiddling your thumbs and you can see that people are looking at you, but they're not really, again, acknowledging you. So you're just like, oh, this is so awkward. This is like high school me's worst nightmare. It's just, I don't have a phone to distract myself like the 17-year-old is doing, and I don't have anyone to talk to. But then, the first of your cousins, and then I do quotes, and the first of your cousins arrive at the party. You call your cousin Dominic your cousin, even though you guys aren't blood related, as you do. You've known Dominic since you were born, and both of your parents used to joke that you two would end up getting married. Dominic works as a physician assistant by day and break dances and sings on the side.
Please tell me he's from California.
He's from California.
Okay, all right, check.
Oh my gosh. Even though you're only 2 months apart, he acts like a kuya. And it's super awkward because it feels incestuous. But at the same time, you know, there's still this little bit of you that has like a little bit of a crush on him because he's kind of the golden boy of the family. So anyway, you approach him. Name 5 things you want to say to him or do. Oh, and you have 10 seconds. All right, Jen, go. No, wait. It's Z's turn. Sorry. I didn't do this right.
I was thinking what I want to say to him or like, wait.
Yeah, you want to say or do to him right now. Okay, you have 10 seconds. Go.
Give him a hug. Ask if he ate. Ask how's work. Ask how's dance. Ask if he has a girlfriend. Is that 5?
Okay, good. Yep.
Hey, Dom, you got a girlfriend?
Right. Oh, I know.
out the b-boy action at night, eh?
Oh my god. Okay. Rolling. Oh my fuck god. So you got a 2. So then, because you were just so flustered and so excited to see your first cousin come, quote unquote, cousin, you say, hey, have you eaten? Also, do you have a girlfriend? And then he just kind of awkwardly looks at you. And then he's like, hey, so how's your baby and boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, no, he probably misunderstood that whole spiel. And so you tried to cover it up, but it didn't quite work. The thought is in his brain already. So let's see where you at.
Wait, so he thinks that Tess likes him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay. So then as, let's see, never mind. As you're talking, oh my gosh, this is a really long ass story. As you're talking, you hear the sweet, sweet sounds of the magic mic turning on. Dita baby started to make her rounds to everyone, encouraging them to sing a song. Tita baby gets excited around you and strong arms you to sing something. You're stuck. You have to sing now. And with Dominic in the room and the shit that you just pulled, you're just like extra nervous about this whole thing. And you're singing in front of, well, what's now maybe around like 37 people, because we have like 70, right? But like there's people that are starting to come in. So you're just like, oh god. Ugh. So you have the magic mic in your hand. What do you do?
This
is when you are not timed.
Ooh. Dom, you want to sing a duet? Childhood crush of mine, endless love.
Oh my god!
Spending my life with you and Eric Benet. I don't know. Sean's not here yet.
Oh no! You want to sing "Bucket Ngayong Kalang"?
Oh my gosh. Oh no. All right. Let's see. Roll again. Oh, 3. So you got a 3 over here.
I love how you throw Dom under the bus too, where you're like, if I'm going down, Dom's coming down with me.
So then you say exactly what you said to Dom, which is, hey, Dom, do you want to sing a duet? Do you want to sing a duet? We can sing Endless Love. And then Dom just looks at you, just really perplexed by your very uncanny behavior right now. And he's like, and he hesitatingly said yes, but was a little bit wary about some of your advances. So then, oh my god, I'm crying. Where am I at? Oh my god. So then, you guys start singing Endless Love. It's a little pitchy, but it's okay. Because you know what? Diffusion of responsibility means the limelight is not just on you. It's on you and Dom. So there you go. So it's not like totally terrible. I mean, you did roll a 3. So then, in the middle of the song, the lights started flickering and the TV starts malfunctioning. Suddenly, all the lights turned off. And then you hear a few screams and then boisterous laughter afterwards. Somebody yells, "It's a brownout!" And you see people whip out their phones to use as a light. Your phone, unfortunately, died. So then you ask Dominic, for his phone to call your BF. But you see the do not disturb, I'm driving message that pops up on an iPhone. So you're like, okay, at least I feel some relief that my kid and my boyfriend, Sean, are driving in a vehicle. Most of the relatives who people know are pretty drunk at this point. So it's pretty much chaos in this house with like 37 some people trying to like figure out what to do next. And it's a pretty big house. So we're going to do another timer one. Who's next?
Oh my God. Oh, okay, fine. Fine, fine, fine.
All right, Z. So you feel like you had to step up because you're not drunk. And then you're like, hey, maybe this is a way for me to kind of take charge and not look like a dumbass. So you have, I'll give you this much. Okay, you'll have 15 seconds. Name five things you need to make sure everyone, to make sure what gets, oh my gosh, I can't read my handwriting. You have 15 seconds. Name five things you need to make sure gets done during a blackout. Ready? Go.
Yeah. Find flashlights. Make sure that the elderly are sitting down. Make sure that, I don't know, the food is warm. Make sure the what is it called? That thing, the socket thing, the panel thing is like all turned off. And then, right. I don't know, call your boyfriend.
Okay. So I got flashlight. Sorry. Oh my gosh. I was like trying to listen. Okay. So you got
flashlight. Make sure the elderly are sitting down. I don't know why.
Food's still warm. She's like,
food warm.
Make sure the food is still warm.
And then,
I don't know why I thought of that.
Oh my God.
What was the fourth?
Was to turn off that circuit, the panel thing.
Are you supposed to do that?
I have no idea. I think
that's, I was like, oh man,
when there's like a blackout that happens, don't people like open the panel and they're like, kind of like turn those things on and off to see if something is going to work? Because I'm assuming maybe it's a short circuit, right? That you just turn everything off and then maybe turn back on. I don't know.
Oh, it's a blackout. It's a blackout. So you got flashlight. Make sure the elderly are sitting. Food is warm. Turn off the panel. And then call boyfriend.
Call boyfriend.
Keep the food warm.
So then you tell people, hey, everybody, listen. Okay, this is really, really important. I want to make sure that, the 37 people here are safe and taken care of and are warm because this is a blackout. So here are the five things that we need to do. First, everybody, we got to go find a flashlight. Okay, so somebody find a flashlight. Secondly, all the lolos and lolas and the titas and titos who are elderly, make sure you see it. You see it. Don't do anything. Just sit.
Okay? Yeah, because no one will fall and die.
No one will fall and die. Yep. Just sit. Yep, it's so dark inside. There you go. Third one, can somebody make sure the food is warm? Can somebody make sure the food is warm?
Get a light out underneath your pan or like underneath those flakes.
It's still Christmas.
Where's the candles? Keep it hot. Lit. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Also, can somebody turn off the panel? Somebody turn off the panel. It's really important. I don't know why, but it's just really, really important that you turn off the panel. And then finally, I need to call my boyfriend. Does anyone have a phone so I can call my boyfriend?
Even though I know that he's driving and it's like, do not disturb. I've already done it like a minute ago, but I need to do it again.
Oh my God. So then people were like scrounging for flashlights, and then the elderly started sitting in. This confused 17-year-old went to the kitchen being like, I guess the food's warm. I don't know. And then Atito went to the panel confidently and turned off the panel. He's not really sure why either, but he's pretending he knows why.
He's an engineer. Come on.
And Oh my gosh. And then somebody like handed you your phone or handed you their phone so you can call your boyfriend, and you're like, no, I called him already. He should be driving safely. Thanks. So then with the blackout, Dominic realized that there may be some things that you kind of missed, making sure that people are taken care of. He then piggybacked and said, oh, you know, Tess did a really great job with that, but also we got to make sure that we have blankets. I heard that there's no flashlights. If we can get some candles, we got to make sure that the fridge is closed. And that at this point, because we don't know when the lights are turning on, we have to avoid using our phone.
Okay? Stop mansplaining. I've already said all of this. You're just rephrasing it.
Is that your action?
Yes.
Okay. So then.
You're like, that's exactly what I said when you're flipping it around.
Okay. No. So you got a six. You're like, You know what? Tess, you're right. I'm so sorry. I think I was just really worried, but you're right. Follow what Tess said. Make sure to avoid using your phone. And let's just have a designated phone. But that's what Tess said. Tess said, I'm so sorry. You're right.
Mr. Doctor, sit your ass down and practice your breakdancing in your head.
Oh my gosh. So with the blackout, there were people who live in other towns whose houses were not impacted by the power outage. And so there were several people who left the party to go to other parties, I know, or just go home because they didn't want to go and sit with 37 people in this dark ass house. So the thing is, you can't leave this house because your one-year-old and boyfriend are on their way to see you. And Dominic decided to stay, because he is waiting for his parents. So he's kind of like on the same boat, just saying he has to stay. Among the people who stayed are also Tita Lisa and her family, your parents, Tita Baby and her family, since this is their house, and two other families you grew up with, but don't really know. Like, you see them at parties and you're like, I should know you. I should know your life, but I have no idea who you are.
Yes.
Right? Don't we all have that? I'm like,
Why don't we have this talk?
I know. Why don't we? But what is this?
Second cousin of like your parents. Like, you should know them.
Come on. You just don't click. I see you at every party. Click.
So it was a really awkward group. Really awkward. But you all had to be in the same room because there weren't a lot of flashlights and candles to go around. So you all had to be in the same room. No one is using their phones to try to avoid conversation. So you're just kind of sitting there. You hate awkward. And so whose turn is it?
Jen.
Mine.
Jen's
I
turn.
I do hate awkward though. I hate awkward. So awkward.
This is a great question for you.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So you have 10 seconds to name 5 things you can do to break the tension. Go.
Oh, shit. Who wants to play?
Okay, sorry. 5 seconds are up. Okay, try again. Ready? I'm going to give you a no. I'm going to give you an accommodation of like 15 seconds. Okay, 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Has anyone played Truth or Dare? Let's play Truth or Dare. Auntie, uncle, do you know what Truth or Dare is? It's so much fun. I used to play it when I was a kid. Okay, I'll go first. Tell me, do you want Truth or Dare? Oh, yeah, you dare me to start eating now before everyone? Because I'll do it.
So then... You suggested playing Truth or Dare. Let's see if it is received well by your relatives. Oh, it's a 5. Good job. Yay. And so they were a little hesitant, but there was nothing else to do. So everybody played Truth or Dare. And then during this time, you start learning a little bit more about Tita Lisa and Tita Baby. And you started like just really, really bonding. And you start realizing that they're actually like pretty cool people. You realize that Tita Lisa is, you know, that like growing up, she was primarily in a school that was filled with white people. And so she felt like she had to she had to assimilate to white culture in order for her to feel a sense of acceptance. And, you know, she realized that that's probably something that she's kind of bringing over to her adulthood and kind of maybe imposing on her kid. And so things got really real when people started playing Truth or Dare. You also realized that Dominic finally opened up about being gay. So there you go. Like, that's why, like, he was just like, you know, he thought you knew, or just like, we're kind of, you know, but like, he was just like, I guess she didn't really know. Tessa didn't really know. Like, and so he opened up about that. And then people were really, really supportive of him opening up about it. And aww, it was just really warm and loving. And it ended up that your solution to play Truth or Dare really gave people a safe space to open up and really be real with each other. So great job with that.
Hey.
Yay! But then, all of a sudden, as you guys are just kind of having a heart-to-heart with each other, you started to hear moaning.
Oh.
You and Dominic looked at each other to confirm that the other person heard that frightening sound. You then hear a loud bang and then a loud shriek. It's the ghost of Mono Ricky. He has come to us to celebrate Christmas. It's okay. He means no harm, Tita Baby explains. And she explains it in a way that's like, she's not really pretty sure if she's convinced herself that he really means no harm, but it's Christmas. She's trying to lighten things up. And she's just like, nah, it's fine. He was a good guy when he was alive. It's fine. And he didn't die a miserable death. It's fine. You know? And then you and everyone start to hear the light switch just turning on and off, on and off. And you have never heard this light switch be this loud before, but it was like definitely loud. The family and extended family, after also just kind of going through like the Truth and Dare, what do you call it, bonding, just really huddled closer together, really making sure that the other is taken care of. You huddle closer together, as if the closeness and the light that you're sharing would make the ghost go away. You see the 17-year-old losing her efforts of trying to remain calm. You know you have to do something. So, is it Z's turn?
Mm-hmm. Fuck my life. Yes, it's my turn. Before you said that it was a ghost, I was like, the 17-year-old brought her boyfriend to the house and now they're having sex. That's what it is.
I was thinking too. Someone's having sex where we're getting all down and real with each other and bonding, and someone's like getting off in the bathroom.
She bounced.
I saw your faces when they said moaning, and I was like, oh, I should have used a different word. Because you're both like, ooh. Ew, that's gone.
Mine just automatically went to sex.
I mean, if you were sudden shrieking, I mean.
Yeah. Like, orgasm.
I'm little like, eek, eek. Oh, my God.
Oh my goodness, hilarious.
But you gotta be quiet, so it's just one. It's just one, like, loud shriek that you hear.
It's just one loud shriek, one. Right. So, okay, so people are starting to lose their shit, right? So, Z, you have 10 seconds to list 5 items on how to calm everybody down. Go.
Hug the 17-year-old. Tell everybody to pray. Pray. They're fine.
Word. What I would have done.
I don't know what else is going to calm me the fuck down except for praying. Call all the saints. Call Saint Anthony. Wait, Anthony is like the saint of like lost shit, right?
There's rosary. Do you have a rosary? Right. Okay, let's pray. Our fathers, play the Hail Mary. Let's do the rosary right now. Go!
Just name like 5 different prayers to say.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Okay, let's see if that worked. All right. So it's a 4. That's good. Wait, ready to go? Yay! It's
because a 4. Because God solves everything in the Filipino household. Give everything to God, right?
Exactly, 100%. Just
the church, Jen. You hugged the 17-year-old, and she appreciated that. So she collapsed in your arms because she was just trying to get her shit together. She just couldn't. And then you told one of the relatives to, or you told Tita Baby, hey, do you have any rosaries? Let's go pray. I think this is what we need right now. And then so Tita Baby was like, all right, I got this. Got some rosaries, got a rosary for everybody. Because she just, you know, she has like hundreds of those in her rosary room. So then people were praying and it worked for a little bit until you hear wet footsteps coming closer and closer to your circle. You close your eyes, you take a deep breath, and with the candle, you hold it up to where the area is where the sound was coming from. It's your motherfucking cousins and your motherfucking boyfriend. So your boyfriend shared that he saw one of your cousins fall into the pool because things were really, really dark, and had to help fish him out. And
yeah, the baby's kind of loaded then if she got a pool.
And she had a pool, and she had a house that would host like 70 people. She
did it. Right, right. She's loaded. Okay.
Where's,
okay,
you got,
okay.
Where's our 1-year-old? 1.5-year-old?
Oh, wait. No. Husband's carrying it. It's fine. He can fish and hold the baby. It's fine. You know what? It's fine. I do this like every day. You know? Your boyfriend is a fucking magical unicorn, okay? We love him. So then your boyfriend shared that he... Okay, so he saw cousins, fished them out of the pool, and there was a lot of noise, but everybody was in good spirits. Turns out your cousins were getting drunk. And so it was just, they were starting a party without you. And you were a little disappointed. You're like, what the fuck, you guys? Like, I've been waiting for you. Anyway, so you give your 1-year-old and Sean the biggest kiss and the biggest hug. Because you're just like, what a fucking night, everybody. Oh my gosh, I love you all. Right? And then your boyfriend was like, I brought these items you told me to bring. Maybe we can do something with them. So, final task for you to end your memorable night. How are you going to use the materials you have to make this Christmas with your family even more memorable?
We got set up with really good items.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. What was it? Weed. Oh, yeah. Weed.
Yeah, weed. A friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, here's our friend from... Like, here's our other friend who just, like, celebrated Christmas with their family. They're white, so they finished really, really early. And they're like, I'm down for a party with some
old people. Hungry.
And they're hungry.
There's
they're
no still food hungry.
So your buddy's there. And you're like, oh, hey, Tess, good to see us.
He's
like
single.
My fourth Christmas thing. I'm really excited. What's happening here? So one of your white buddies came in, you know. Oh, no, my iPad just died. So what was it?
That's perfect.
So I think it was weed.
Weed. Friend.
Alcohol. A friend. Alcohol.
Well, you had one shot. It was one shot.
Alcohol. One shot. Yeah, one shot. A friend.
One shot of alcohol. A friend.
Oh, I don't remember the last two.
Shoot. Oh, my phone died. My iPad died, so I can't see.
Oh, my God.
Was it earphones? Earphones.
Oh, yeah, again, earphones. Right? So you got earphones?
What was the fifth one? I don't remember the fifth one.
I don't remember.
Sorry.
It's all good.
But okay. So given that you have weed, an extra buddy.
Are we talking about like edibles or are we talking about flour? What are we talking about?
See, I was going to say like an edible.
Okay, because
that's, like, non-assuming.
Right, edible.
Yes. And so, okay. So with the edible... I would be like, Tita Baby or Tita Lisa, have you tried my brownies before? It's really sweet, so you have to take just a little bit. You gotta try a little bit, and then I'll share more later. And I'll just start giving it to the aunties and uncles. Mm-hmm.
So
They're so they just all
gonna drug your family.
Drug my family
without not knowing.
So they're without them knowing, so they can chill out, and then we can they can actually start getting feeling good and not. I don't know, just relax, because a lot of them are like always wound up and like start getting maybe start saying stuff, right? And then that's the first thing I would do, actually.
So give everything.
And then it was the baby. It was snuggle the baby. I think that was the fourth one.
Snuggle the baby.
No, because I think okay. So the question that you had asked about like the things that I had like brought or whatever, it was the it was with the same question of what are the things that you need. Shit. Why did I think snuggle the baby?
Was it something for the baby?
No, because they were gonna like go back home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was gonna go back home, and then he asked, "What are the things that you would want me to bring?" Well, he'd obviously bring the. Okay, never mind. I'm out of it. I can't remember the last one for the life of me.
I know. I was like, my notes are gone, and I'm like, oh fuck. But worry. I remember the So weed, one shot of alcohol,
right.
An earbud, and a friend. I remember yes, the four things.
I remember those four.
I would all take right. that shot. I would, yeah, take that shot first, and then I would give the, I'd hand out the weed to people, the edibles, because I made a full pan of brownies, my butter, and then the butter that I got at the dispensary, or I bought weed at the dispensary, made my own butter, and I'm excited. You know, because I put it in my brownie, fused it. And then my AirPods, right? AirPods. Because now we just bonded and everyone's getting along. So now I want to hang out with my family. I don't have to pretend, right? So we're all feeling oh good. And then I would introduce, so Sean's bestie who came along. We're going to say his name is Michael.
And he's oh gay. Introduce him to Dom.
Introduce him to Dom.
And introduce him to Dom.
Yes. This yes. is my family best friend growing up, Dom, who I just recently found out is gay too.
Voila. All right. I'm going to go. So it's not over yet because we have to roll the die to make sure that what you've decided right now is going to fly or going to take the love.
Oh, man. That's like epic though. Okay.
I know that would have been the like perfect okay. ending
to the film, to the movie. As we saw this as like a movie.
All right, ready?
Yes.
It's a five.
Yay! Roll credits. We are good.
Roll credits. Happy, merry Christmas, Atita babies.
Yay!
Yay!
That was a good ending.
That was
wait,
really
wait,
good.
So like technical question: did the lights come back on?
Was it
the last thing that like Tessa did or like Tessie did was like what she like held the candle up right to like the where the wet footsteps were at, and then all of a sudden
it was them like, fucking with us. They were just playing a prank. Like is that
no? Okay. No. I mean the lights are still off, I guess. But okay. Like we'll just say that you know. I mean like it's gonna come on in like 15 minutes. But why don't we just get high and. Continue truth or dare. Your turn.
Honestly, this was fun, and I just saw it as a movie, and I think that's something. You know, like Filipinos are coming out with like we're like represented more. I could see this as a film that everyone's relating to.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
But what would the title of that movie or that small Netflix film be?
This should be the Filipino of what is that like Jennifer Love Hewitt film? Can't hardly wait.
Oh yeah,
hindi ako maghintay.
Oh my god!
Or in this case, like naghihintay ako sa cousins.
I know, cause y'all are late. Cause my cousins are late.
Cause my cousins are late and having a party without me. Same.
I'm low-key upset that they had a party without me.
Low-key. But they low-key. Were just like, oh, it came out of nowhere. And you had a baby. And you're so like, that's a different movie.
So that's how D&D goes, though? Like, is that...
I mean, I don't fucking know. I played it once, and I don't know if that's how we... Like, I mean, it's just, I think I mixed it up with, like, tasks. Because you don't, you know, so for D&D, it's purely luck. Like, I don't know. A bunch of nerds are going to come at me. But I feel like it's a lot of, like, you make a decision and then you do a roll die, right? Oh, and then, like, yeah, each character has, like, a, what do you call it? Like, strengths and areas of weakness and, like, yeah. So it's a little bit more elaborate than just rolling a die. But I try to simplify it for this game and I try to make it, like, more of, like, I don't know, like, tasks where you can actually, like, contribute to whether you can move forward towards the story that you want to move forward to or... you know,
Rissa, that was a fun game. You gotta like patent that shit.
Yeah, you like nailed it.
Yeah, no, oh my gosh. That was like, if that, and it's like more fun, like drinking and just like, because your storytelling is so funny. It's so like, it was very enjoyable.
Oh my gosh. And I'm then so just glad imagine, it
worked out. Yeah, just like imagining it, and I could just see what like Tita Lisa looks like or Lisa looks like. And that right. baby, and then just right, it's just like everything that we've all experienced.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, thank you guys. I just, oh my goodness, I was like trying to put in as many of the tropes that I, you know, like that people are nervous about. Like, it all happened at once, you know, like, what are people nervous about? When like joining these like holiday gatherings with people we love, but also like. Can be triggering at times, and so you know, try to I was like, oh my gosh, but anyway, yay!
The magic mic being handed to you, and I'm
you're all like, oh, give it. Like, part of it is like, what, you know, like the decisions that you made, right? Like, were really really funny, and just like, you're all, we're perfect for this. So thank you for making this happen.
No, thank you. Thank That's you. A lot of thought. That's a lot of thought and planning.
But, you know, it's been forever since I went to a Filipino party, honestly. Like, because we, you know, growing up, we all went to so many. But now as we are older and have our own families, they're not as, I don't know about you all, but I just feel like I'm not invited to many anymore. No, right. It's rare, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the last one I went to was just right after a funeral, you know, and they went back to the house and everyone was getting drunk and just celebrating and singing and eating. And that was, God, that was like years ago. So, you know, like, I miss those. And then we have great memories with the cousins and some of the aunties that we couldn't stand, but, you know.
No, for sure. We were just talking about how, like, you know, we're like, are you going to a Filipino party this, you know, this holiday season? We're like, no. Like, that's so sad. I'm just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's, you know, and like, as I was like painting this picture of this like world, I was, you know, there was a part of me that was like a little bit nostalgic. For those times of just like kind of like awkwardly like navigating a Filipino party and eating all the food and trying to read the room. And like even the karaoke, which I dreaded. That was like my nightmare. I was like putting on their karaoke while doing it sober was like my thing. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this.
So funny, because I was all about the karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because my dad like taught me and my brothers how to sing on the karaoke, like the cassette tape karaoke.
Yeah.
Just as toddlers growing up. And then of course, when we had parties, they would make us sing, but you know, but it was like, we would practice on the weekends.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But it was, I don't know if it was fun or not, but I think my dad was like really like grooming us to entertain Filipino parties. Yeah. I didn't even know. For real.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Right. I felt like, did you guys used to do the little shows when you were kids? Like, just the shows that you would do the adults, and you're just like, I'm going to do a Spice Girl routine.
Or like play the piano in front of, for the adults. Like, oh, you have piano lessons. Hey, show them what you're learning right now. Go.
I was just having this conversation with my spouse, like, when was it? Just yesterday. I was like telling him, you know what? I really miss like the big family parties, because like, sorry, white people, like your family party is like so boring. Like, there's no games.
There's no food. Everybody leaves
by three. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Or like the food's like not good, you know? Or it's like
right, it's, and it's so it's mediocre. Yeah. It's like, why go? Like, you just go to show up to open gifts. It's like there's no playing, there's no games, there's no singing, there's no dancing, you know? And
there's
and,
no the games, the laughter, like the big loud.
Like boisterous laughter
from the aunties, you know, like that's so it's I miss it as much as like funny how we're like we dreaded it, but now when we reminisce we're like aww. Right.
We should have our own Filipino gathering.
I think we need to.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, like that would be so much fun. Then we could, you know, we don't have to like, we could take out the parts that we don't like the chismis. And
we can change the narrative.
We can change the narrative.
And experience.
So yeah, and really amplify like the experiences that we do cherish about being Filipino. You know, the community aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah. Anyway, I'm down if y'all. I will drive up.
Yeah, and then it's like just with the whole COVID thing, I was talking to my boss and when he was talking about Thanksgiving, he hosted Thanksgiving dinner with about like 12, 16 people. He had everyone take a COVID test a couple days before.
Yeah.
And then, and so that way they could be comfortable with taking the mask off and just being indoors.
That's what I,
So then you can have. Worth it.
But anyway, I know, I miss it.
This makes me so hopeful though. You know, it's like when you're like, we are at that age where we can get all our kids together and then like just have like a good time. People won't show up with random, you know, shit that they just buy out of like the store that's already like store bought ready made food. Like people will actually like we all are at that point where I'm like, I trust that we all know how to at least like cook at least one thing. You know, that's good.
Yes.
But it makes me hopeful because it's like now here we are like in the space where, you know, on social media, we see all these things of like, this is what happens at a Filipino party and this is like the toxicity that happens. And now I'm like, well, now you can change it. And it's an opportunity.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah.
I will say that there are good, great Filipino caterers that cook from home that make like bomb ass palabok. Like,
oh my gosh.
Maybe not so much of the lumpia, but like, cause I'm really picky with lumpia, but like palabok, not the ones that are bought down south. What do you call it? The mall. Seafood City, I guess they cater.
Seafood City.
I think it's
real good.
It's good.
I like it.
I mean, there's that one, and then there's this. I don't even know where my in-law gets hers, but she has like a she has like the hookup.
Nice.
And she, yes. It's so good. Yeah. And now we could do like easy shit, like making chicken adobo in an Instapot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instapot is my best friend.
Right.
Like, I can make Beagle Express like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, here you go. Beagle
Express. Menudo and an Instapot.
I'm just going to have like multiple like Instapots so I could just like make it all at once.
Yeah.
Like,
bam. And then like the lumpia, though, it's like, that's like a lot of work. I don't know.
A lot of work.
I just get the frozen one.
But it's fun though, because it's also a bonding experience, right? Like, especially if you have older kids, like you're like, okay, here's like, here we all are in a line. Like your job is to separate the lumpia or like the lumpia wrapper. Yes. And your job is just like start rolling.
You know
I think it's like, you keep it.
I got to start. Because I remember my mom making me do it by myself. I was the only girl. So I think I have to start teaching my daughter how to make it too. It'll be fun.
Lumpia.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Shanghai. Lumpia Shanghai.
And then I love the Lumpia Shanghai.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. This is great conversation.
This is great. We should. I know this isn't just like some drunken like, we should hang out. No, we should totally hang out. But like, I will do COVID tests. Like, to do a thing. Yeah. Just want to get, connected with the community again.
Get back to it.
Yeah.
And share with our kids.
Yeah, that too. I'm just like, I really want kiddo. I almost said her name. I'm like, mama. But to like get really, I don't know, just really learn where she comes from and just learn about the things that are important to me. And hope it becomes important for her too. So
do you speak to your kids in Tagalog sometimes?
I need to
a little.
Yeah, because I don't know how to. So I wish, but she knows that we're Filipino, you know. Yeah. And she's like, "Daddy's Filipino like me." I'm like, "Yes, and I'm Filipino too." And then that's the extent. And like, pop, you know, like my grandpa was born in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're gonna go there one day. Mm-hmm. We just don't know when.
Yeah,
but you know what?
That's it's it.
Like,
you know, like
it's so nice too because there's like stuff like Blue's Clues now, right? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, Filipino representation, and yes. And like people are doing like way better, I think, mm-hmm. at acknowledging that, you know, Filipino people are like
out there.
What is it? Like, yeah, it's like how many Asian folks are like that percentage of Filipino people is pretty darn great, right? So
yeah, that's been good. Representation matters.
It does matter. It does.
And now they have college courses, right? For like
yes.
Oh,
so when your kid gets to college, or maybe who knows? Maybe it'll be an elective one day.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the game, Rissa. That was super dope.
It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh, thank you for just
patting that shit. It was fun.
Patting that shit. Can we TM it?
Yes.
TM it right now. We're TMing it right now. I don't know if there's any legal backing to this, but we are.
We are. Okay, so given that like we play this game, and that pretty much was like the focus of this episode. And hopefully, you know, for folks out there, sorry if your name is Maritest and you're dating a white person and you have a child.
Name's Sean.
Name's Sean. This is your life. Like, Merry Christmas. We're going to close this episode out by asking a question. And initially, this is supposed to be our question that we were supposed to ask you, Jen, but we were like, oh, we forgot. So yeah. I guess this will be a question that all of us will answer. So the thought-provoking question that we have on our end is, if Santa Claus was Filipino, what would he look like? What qualities would he have? That would be the question.
Oh. Whew. What qualities?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What would be the traits that he would have, the quirks that he has?
You know, sorry. That is a
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to bring the coloniality into this, but it's just like, okay. That question is really hard because all I could think of is a Santa that we know from since we were, and especially if you've been raised here in the US.
Yeah.
That's all we know. And then like now it's like the elf on a shelf now is a thing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, and keeps I'm like, what the
It's like Chucky.
Yeah, I'm like, who's the elf on the shelf? Like, so like,
why is it watching me?
Yeah, so these traditions that have been forced upon us, that is a very hard question. And I've never ever thought of anything outside of that, Z. So that's my response, that I don't know if I could even, because then like, if it's not Santa, then I would just revert to thinking of Jesus, baby Jesus, Christmas, and you know, like white baby Jesus.
I was just gonna say that, like, right? Filipino Santa would be Jesus.
Yeah, that's the second thing I would think of. And if that weren't the thing, like, then who would it be? It'd be like, well, then I would just think of Mary, Mother Mary, and
yeah,
you know, like,
or like a saint, like maybe Saint Nicholas will actually look like a saint. With like the robes
and the beard,
but like he'll be brown.
White too.
Oh see? Yeah.
So that's like
are the Filipino saints white?
That's what we were taught.
Oh my god, they are.
Like, oh my god. So my face is like in a smile right now, but I'm like internally panicking because I was like, it's meant to be a fun question and it turned to be a holy like fucking like thought-provoking question. I'm so sad. Like
so awkward.
A crisis about this.
Okay, so I was gonna so this is like kind of like what I had in terms of like a Filipino Santa Claus. It would be someone who would give me money instead of like actual gifts.
Yes.
That would be my thing. Like someone who would give like money instead of like actual gifts. And then someone who just you'd leave like pancit and lumpia out for instead of like milk and cookies. That would be my Filipino Santa.
Aww. What does Filipino Santa look like for you?
Like an uncle. Just like a drunken uncle. I don't even know if you would like
with the,
would leave
his... with the belly out, he's always rubbing it.
Belly out. Yes. But not going through it. He won't enter your house through a chimney because there aren't any chimneys in the Philippines. So he would leave his chinelas outside before coming into your house.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and then he would wear a sandal. Because he's just constantly hot. I don't know why. Constantly needs air.
So that would be mine, that he would give money instead of presents, and then would just you would just leave. See, what is that thing? I don't want it to come off as like, you know, that altar that you leave like food for dead people on.
Tongue?
Yes, I don't want it to come off as that, but it's like for like Filipino Santa Claus, like.
Oh, but then because he's like traveling, maybe it'll just be like lumpia instead of, because like it's hard to like ride on a sleigh or whatever the Filipino sleigh would be.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So would be totally hard to like eat
a jeepney. It would be a tricycle.
A
tricycle that flies.
With all his like helpers, and then he'd like make one stop and all the helpers would just like fly out and like give like money.
Oh my gosh, household. Oh my gosh. And if they're in the jeepney, like even though there's like probably enough room for people to sit and like distanced, like all the Filipino elves would be like sitting really close to each other, and then nobody's gonna like, you know, because like they're like, that's, I don't know if you remember this, but like riding the jeepney, even though there's room any fucking where else, like people will sit right next to you, and I'm like, why? There's literally
so that's when the driver breaks, they don't want to be that person who has to slide all the way down to the other end. When the driver breaks hella hard.
That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I was wondering why, because I'm like, you guys are in my space. I don't
know. Unless they want to leave first. That would be the other option that I can think of.
Mm. He's wearing chinelas. Chinelas, yeah. Right? Right?
Yep. He's wearing chinelas.
And he's always rubbing his belly and burping. And it's like an uncle. I just...
Describing like a quintessential uncle.
Yes, that would be the Santa. That was a nice end, Z. I had to say it. I'm like, it was a hard question for me. All I could think of was a white Santa.
You know what? Filipino Santa just sounds really
fun.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, fun. Fun and
He sounds like he's the kind of person who'll repeat the story like over and over again. You know, just like a, and then you're like, you already heard that, Tito.
Same story.
Like, you got my punchline. Right?
He'll like, sing my way joke. On the way out.
Oh my god, that's yes. I had my way.
Not too hot, not too cold. Feed them solid, 6 months old. Not too hot, not too cold. Feed them solid, 6 months old. Not too hot, not too cold. Not too hot, not too cold. Not too hot, not too cold. Feed them solid, 6 months old.